First tow with Good Hands Roadside Assistance, absolutely free. Find one of 486 Los Angeles Orange County area agents at allstate.com. Valid upon completed quote and email confirmation. Limited time offer. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
If you're a techno geek, you go to parties and recite the number of visitors to your website and rank what browsers they use to find it. If you're not a geek, you need someone to worry about your website. Wildcat Web Services focus on your website so you don't have to. They have designed many websites for Fortune 1000 and mom and pop companies. Wildcat Web Services is always on time and on budget. Check them out at www.wildcat.la or call 866-370-6218.
These days, you can't afford to be wasting time or money, especially in business. That's why I stopped going to the post office and started using Stamps.com. Now, I print real U.S. postage for all my letters and packages using just my computer and printer. There's no need for expensive postage meters. It's like having the post office right here in my office. No more waiting in line, no more wasting gas driving to the post office, and now you can start saving time and money too. Just go to 54stamps.com and you'll get a no-risk 4-week trial plus a $100 bonus offer including free postage, but only if you go to 54stamps.com. That's the number 54stamps.com. Save time and money instantly at 54stamps.com. This really is a no-brainer, so get your 4-week no-risk trial and your $100 bonus offer including free postage at 54stamps.com.
Want a free computer? Listen up. For 16 years, Cosmic Sales has been one of Southern California's hidden jewels, providing refurbished Dell computers and parts to local schools and businesses. And now, we're open to the public, too. To celebrate, we're giving away 5 free computers each Saturday morning this fall. The first 5 people who visit Cosmic Sales on Saturday mornings will receive a free refurbished computer. Now, the monitor, keyboard, and mouse are sold separately. Cosmic Sales is located at 28757 Industry Drive in Valencia, and we're open to the public from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and from 9 to 2 on Saturdays. Business owners, you can check out our wholesale pricing online at www.computer-show.com. That's www.computer-show.com. And don't forget the dash. If you're looking for high-quality, refurbished, brand-name computers, make sure you visit Cosmic Sales. We've been one of the Southland's best-kept secrets for 16 years, but the secret is out now. If you got questions, call us toll-free at 877-800-SHOW. That's 877-800-SHOW. We'll see you at Cosmic Sales.
One computer per family. First 5 people in line. Offer ends December 24th, 2011.
Freedom is good. Liberty is good. Capitalism is good. Tony Katz is spectacular.
Tonight on our great American panel, he's a radio talk show host, Tea Party organizer. He's based in Los Angeles. Tony Katz is here.
This is the Tony Katz Radio Spectacular.
Nay, I believe, will rule that the individual mandate is indeed unconstitutional, because of course it is unconstitutional.
The views expressed on the Tony Katz Radio Spectacular are not necessarily those of the station you are listening to, even though they really, really should be.
And that's President Obama. He is completely devoid of the ravages of thought.
Now sit back, light up a guilt-free cigar, and let's start the show!
See, you see, I say it, and then it happens. It's just that easy. Welcome one and all to the Tony Katz Radio Show. I am the aforementioned, the ever-loved, the oh-so-splendid, spectacular, if you will, Tony Katz. The pleasure is mine, like you would not and could not possibly believe. 805-639-0008, 805-639-0008. The chat room is open, allpatriotsmedia.com. With the slash and then the chat. That's how you do it. Click on the chat link or allpatriotsmedia.com/chat. It has been a busy day. Articles coming out later on All Patriots. Of course, we've been getting good feedback on our articles on Big Peace and townhall.com. More and more people becoming following on Twitter and Facebook. Appreciate that. And went back to RT today, our good friends at Russia Today. God, it's so good. Wait till I get this up for you. I end up in a love fest with the quote-unquote Occupy Wall Street guy, because no matter what he says, he's not an Occupy Wall Street guy. He's actually a Tea Party guy. He wants to push the Tea Party back. I love this. People want to push the Tea Party back to 2007, 2008. Completely different line of work, ladies and gentlemen. The people who want to claim that Ron Paul is responsible for the start of the Tea Party, I say knock yourselves out. You had a Tea Party. It was a money bomb. It was all about raising money for Ron Paul. I don't blame you for this. You want to take that credit? You knock yourself silly. But the reality is that the Tea Party did not begin until the rant from Rick Santilli on CNBC, and then a week later, February 27, 2009, that's how it began as we know it today. Not the movement that raised money for Ron Paul, but the movement that changed America and continues to change America. This nonsense that the Tea Party is somehow out of step, out of existence, disappeared, it's gone, it's been evaporated, eviscerated. Myth, mythology, lie. I'm here. I'm living proof of what it's created, and look at what we create going forward. It was AstroTurf in 2010, and then we took home the elections in 2010. They want to call Occupy Wall Street the reality now and compare it to Tea Party as Tea Party was the AstroTurf. But we all know, we've all seen more and more stories coming out about what is going on with Occupy Wall Street. But I promised, because we're going to deal with Occupy Wall Street later, Contessa Brewer is back. We're going to talk to her about Occupy Wall Street and President Obama going on the Tonight Show again, whether or not that was a good move or a bad move. We will get into Occupy Wall Street. I'll get into my conversation on RT. But I promised that I would have a conversation about Herman Cain's ad. I promised that I would address this ad because of the smoking. As you know, ladies and gentlemen, I do smoke cigars. I don't know if I would call myself an aficionado. I don't know if that's fair, if that's right. You know, to a captain, are you a captain, as they would say in the biz. But absolutely, I know a little something about cigars. I do smoke cigars. I don't smoke 5, 6, 7 a day. I know guys who do. I say God bless them. I can't do that. And yes, chat room, really, Contessa Brewer, she's delightful. I absolutely want to get into more conversations with people who disagree with me or people who see it differently, if for no other reason than just to expose the reality. I want to rip the Band-Aid off so fast, so hard, so awful, that all you're left with is unmitigated truth. Thank you. So this ad, you know, I'm a cigar smoker, and I'm a member of Cigar Rights of America. I'm a lifetime member, actually, because I believe that people who want to smoke should have the right to smoke. I'm not saying that smoking's good for you. I'm not saying go out there and smoke. I absolutely refuse to accept anybody who tries to compare cigarette smoking to cigar smoking. We're not talking about apples and oranges. We're talking about steak and cheesecake. We're talking about two totally different things. By the way, perfect when you have the steak than the cheesecake. But I digress. And this ad is from a Mark Block, campaign manager for Herman Cain. And he's talking about how Herman Cain is the guy and Herman Cain is great. He wouldn't be here if Herman Cain wasn't so special. And it ends with the campaign manager, Mark Block, taking a drag off his cigarette and then blowing out the smoke. And then it cuts to Herman Cain with giving that big grin. Now, to the chat room, who puts their campaign manager in an ad? I don't know. Somebody should have long ago, because it's getting millions and millions and millions of hits. What the Cain campaign has managed to do with little money, Herman Cain said himself the other day, we talked about this right here on the show. Money matters. Don't get me wrong. This is presidential politics in the United States of America. Money matters. But we have heard Herman Cain say money isn't as important as the message. Well, yes and perhaps. Maybe not and kind of. I mean, that's a thin line right there. Because the money does matter, but the message matters as well. But not in the traditional messaging. Have you noticed that when Sarah Palin, wants to talk to America. She does it on Facebook. When Francis when Sarkozy was running for president of France, he did not use the mainstream media. He used YouTube. And through YouTube, he was able to communicate with the people directly. And then the press could do nothing more than report on what was already existing between Sarkozy and the people. Sarah Palin uses Facebook. And you cannot change the reality. As much as you edit it up, there's the Facebook page. Go take a look. It's not like you did an interview with XYZ person. They edit it the way they want to, and now you don't have any way of proving what the whole conversation, the totality of a conversation was. The ad from Herman Cain's campaign manager is brilliant because it has everybody talking about Herman Cain. Just like we have discussed about this 999 plan. Yeah, for 15 minutes in the last debate, they all went after Herman Cain on the 999 plan. And for 15 minutes, they all talked about Herman Cain and the 999 plan. Expand that out. Republicans are engaged in a conversation about taxation that Democrats refuse to have. Harry Reid and the Democrat-controlled Senate are past 900 days without passing a budget. 900 days. They haven't passed the budget. But the Republicans who are vying for office are all engaged with the American people in a conversation about taxation. And now Herman Cain has you talking about what is this campaign manager? All right, I got to go look this guy up. And there you are. You are now engaged in the movement forward. You are now engaged in the conversation forward where Herman Cain, on the same day that Rick Perry puts out his flat tax plan of 20%, Herman Cain owns the news cycle lock, stock, and barrel. You can talk about all of the inexperience in public life all you want. He sure knows how to run one hell of a campaign. Stay with us. More to come. This is the Tony Katz Radio Show on the All Patriots Media Network.
Everyone's running to Bunnin. Thinking of buying a pre-owned car or truck today or this weekend? Then why not buy from the best and buy from Bunnin? They've been a used car sales leader for years, and with 5 dealerships, it's no wonder. They specialize in hard-to-find makes and models, and volume selling keeps their pricing low and with hundreds of cars ready to go. Buying used? Buy Bunnin. Check out Bunnin.com or come for a test drive today at Bunnin Auto Outlet in the Ventura Auto Center, Bunnin Buick GMC and Cadillac in the Oxnard Auto Center, Bunnin Buick GMC in Simi Valley, and their newest location, Bunnin Chevrolet in Culver City. Make your first stop the only stop. Quality used cars with huge discounts and volume selling you've come to expect at Bunnin. Everyone's
running to Bunnin. Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-617-0298. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-617-0298. That's 800-617-0298. Again, 800-617-0298.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom450.com. Get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom450.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 450.com. Freedom450.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
We continue. The Tony Katz radio show continues to be fantastic right in front of your very eyes. 805-639-0008. The chat room is open. It waits for you. AllPatriotsMedia.com/chat. Joining me right now, cable news anchor. And she promised me she has definitive answers for me. And I've been searching my life for a definitive answer. Contessa Brewer is with us. Contessa, how are you, my friend?
Tony, it's so good to talk to you.
Isn't it, though? Isn't it real? I mean,
yeah.
don't say that,
it's a pleasure.
Don't say that like you half mean it. Say it like you're all in.
Oh, do you think that I could have been more persuasive in my enthusiasm?
Perhaps.
No, it's completely sincere.
Do you want to give it another go?
Tony, I'm so happy to talk to you.
There it is. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. That's going into the opening, by the way. Done. It's good to have you back. Let's talk about, of course, the big thing going on in America right now, which is Occupy Wall Street. We've certainly seen it spread from coast to coast. And now what we've seen, specifically in Oakland, and this has been kind of bubbling, percolating over the past couple of days, the violent talk, the violent rhetoric, the threatening of reporters. You're a journalist. I'd love to get your thoughts on that, saying that their cameras will be broken and then getting kicked out of the park or getting kicked out of City Hall, trying to come back, getting arrested, throwing paint at the police using tear gas on the members of Occupy Wall Street. The first question is this any way to run a protest?
Well, number one, I don't think that you can blanket every person who shows up at these things. As with any big protest, any sort of populist movement, I mean, we saw it with the union demonstrations in Wisconsin. We saw it with the Tea Party protests ahead of the congressional elections, right? When you get a big movement of the people, it takes all kinds. And you can't judge an entire movement by a few anarchists or a few bad eggs, a few bad apples.
Here's
and I think
problem.
You see that from place to place. But here's what I will say. I mean, does it show that there is mass frustration with the way the system works or doesn't work? Yes. Should people be on their best behavior? Absolutely. Is there a place, is there a point to civil disobedience? It's worked in the past. And I don't think it's one-sided. I mean, I have to say that I think that the what happened in Oakland, and the police say that there were protesters that were throwing bottles and rocks, and that may have been. But to tear gas an entire crowd, to say that we can't let them camp out in our parks, why?
Why can't protesters
camp out in a park?
You tear gas the area where the rocks or bottles are coming from, and there is video out there of the police having paint thrown on them. And as I said, I was interviewed today earlier on RT. I'm not condoning police brutality in any way, shape, or form. I'm opposed to it in every way, shape, or form. There are oftentimes other ways, better ways. But if you're having rocks and paint thrown at you, tear gas is certainly, one way to scatter a crowd that is coming upon you. But and that's where I have to disagree with you on this idea of civil disobedience, because civil disobedience is not the throwing of paint.
I mean, honestly, I don't agree with attacking police officers. And I think that for the most part, when police officers tell you that you have to move and you have to disperse, then protesters should obey. All I'm saying is that what happened in Oakland makes the NYPD response to Occupy Wall Street look good.
So now you're doing PR work for the NYPD. That's very
I was pretty public in saying that I thought the NYPD needed to figure out a different way to deal with the protest. And I think the New York's mayor, Michael Bloomberg, is doing a very stealthy tap dance on thin ice, trying to figure out how to encourage the right of assembly, the right of free speech, and still, you know, not making it mass chaos downtown. And I know, I mean, I'm a New Yorker. I live in the area where these protests are taking place. It's not convenient for people who live there.
Have you opened up your bathroom to them?
Yeah, no, I know. I'm just saying, look, even the, I mean, these are supposed to be people who are out there demonstrating for against the inequality of wages and things like that. Well, in New York City, they have displaced now the farmer's market in Zuccotti Park because they've occupied it. And the farmer's market, the people who are actually outgrowing the vegetables and all of that have had to move elsewhere, have had to move their little stalls elsewhere. So, and there's sort of some irony in that. I don't agree with police. I mean, last summer I was out at the immigration protest in Phoenix, in the middle of it, and you had the sheriff there, Arpaio, sending out his guys arm in arm with their in full riot gear, with their shields up and everything. And you know what? Downtown Phoenix in the middle of the day is really not that busy of a place. If people want to sit and occupy a street, it did not really cause that much consternation on the part of commuters or anything like that.
But I gotta,
why not just let them be?
I have to tell you that what if I agree and disagree with you all at the same time, Contessa? And we're talking with Contessa Brewer, a cable news anchor. You can check her out, ContessaBrewer.com. I agree that people should be allowed to peacefully protest and they should be allowed to peacefully assemble. And I'm a huge believer in this. But if it's against the law to block the street, does it matter how many cars are on the street? That's like if a tree falls and no one hears it, does it make a sound? Do I now get to choose which laws I break?
Well, no, but police officers, and especially police chiefs and sheriffs, get to choose which laws they enforce. That is absolutely, that falls under their purview. They get to pick and choose whether they enforce laws or not.
No.
Yes, they do. And they do it all the time.
Only Obama does that.
No. On a local level, you will get sheriffs who say, you know what, I'm not going to arrest, even though there's a law that says I can arrest you for this, I'm not going to. And even to the point of if you're speeding, it's their discretion whether they give you a ticket or not. I mean, come on. If people want to sit in a park all night long, more power to the people.
Are they allowed to sit on a park? Are they allowed to sit in the park, bang drums, and then use the bathrooms of all the surrounding businesses, use their water, their paper products, and make it dirty, and then not pay?
Wait. Isn't that up to the surrounding businesses whether they let demonstrators in to use the restrooms?
You don't think there's a level of intimidation there?
I don't think that this is a matter for police and tear gas and beanbags, you know, firing off beanbags at protesters. And again, I don't think demonstrators are going to make. It's like the the riffraff that show up at the G7 summit and all of that, and they're breaking windows. You don't
Stop.
Make your point by infuriating local business people,
Contessa?
By infuriating neighbors.
We do not call them riffraff. We call them Democrats. Now, see what I did there? See, the soft... Let me move on. President Obama appears on Jay Leno. This coming after he was in San Francisco and once again refers to America as soft, but discussing this appearance on Leno, is there a value in this economy, in this world society, in this political rancor to him showing up on a talk show?
Absolutely. And in fact, the more I think about it, the more I think that it would be foolhardy to forego that opportunity. In part because if you expect to reach a young audience, you don't do so by doing interviews with our more established journalists. I mean, kids in college aren't going to make a point of watching an interview with the president that's done with, you know, Barbara Walters or Diane Sawyer. But let him sit down with Leno, and that's going to get played in places that young people are really engaged. They might click on that and watch that online. And so I think that the forum that the president chooses is really important in terms of reaching a young audience. Secondly, it's live, right? Or as live as it gets these days. I mean, here he was talking to Leno about the war in Iraq, Afghanistan, Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State, and then turning around and talking about, you know, what he allows his daughters to watch on television and whether his wife cracks down on him for eating chicken and waffles. I think it's a great opportunity for the president and really for any of the nation's leaders to be a little bit more unedited.
You know, I never have a problem with the listen, I had no problem with President Nixon saying "suck it to me." I mean, there are things that I don't have issues with. But I think that when you take a look at President Obama, it seems that he will avoid the tough to get the super easy. The articles are all about how Leno was rather soft on him, which is something
Leno is not going to, he's not trying to nail the president to the wall, but it's not like this president has avoided interviews with journalists who are ready to tackle tough questions. He has sat down with the news anchors and reporters from every network.
Has he sat down with Contessa Brewer? Has he sat down with Tony Katz?
No, he hasn't sat down with me.
All right. And by the way, if I can get him to sit down, I will invite you. We will do this together. I swear to you. I don't think the president's coming on.
If he sits down with me, you think I'm going to let you glom on to my presidential interview?
No. If he sits down with me, I will allow you to sit at the table as well because
let me glom on to your presidential interview.
I'm a friend, Contessa. That's
wow,
what I am.
That's quite the invitation.
So I'm just saying, I am a good man. I'm a good, kind-hearted man.
So this would operate sort of like a good cop, bad cop type of interview, right? So somebody gets to be the good cop and somebody gets to be the bad cop?
No. We both get to be good cops. I'm just going to be the honest cop.
I see.
Oh, you make me happy. You know that, right?
You're the first person who's told me that in a very long time.
Well, we got to get more people doing that. Contessa Brewer,
right.
ContessaBrewer.com. Follow her on Twitter, by the way, at Contessa Brewer. Always a pleasure, my friend. We'll catch you next time.
Tony, it was so great to talk to you.
I know. I really know. That was excellent. Talk to you later. Stay with us. More to come. This is the Tony Katz Radio Show on the All Patriots Media Network.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom450.com. Get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom450.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 450.com. Freedom450.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-348-6692. That's 1-800-348-6692.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-348-6692.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-348-6692. That's 1-800-348-6692.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
High quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bella Wood prefinished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty, the same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 877-411-1120 to get your free copy now. 877-411-1120. 877-411-1120.
To twitter.com/TonyKatz, and someone is already on there talking about I'm pretty sure this has to do with my interview on RT. I mean, they could be listening to the show and commenting. I'm not sure. This is what it says. You follow, by the way, Tony Katz Radio Show, All Patriots Media Network, 805-639-0008. The chat room is open, allpatriotsmedia.com/chat. But Holly, copy these and put them into the chat room. Mr. 2U underscore 53, Chris Cowan. Oh, by the way, you send me a tweet, I talk about it. Unless you say don't talk about it or you send a direct message. You send me a direct message, I won't unless I have permission. Easy to say, get stuff done with the Tea Party after the Koch brothers bought your voice. Way to close your mind to change. He continues, I'm assuming. You're going to change your view when you're voted out of office because of this. Your movement will be back in the street alone. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Holly Bacon, I have a unique ability, Holly Bacon, producer in training. I can make people so irritated just by saying hello.
Yes, you can.
Yes, I really can. And here's the interesting part. When you watch this interview, and I will have it up as soon as I get access to it, I am there. People tell me all the time, Holly, how often do I hear, why is he so loud? Why is he screaming? Why is he yelling? Why is he yelling at us? Why is he? How often do I get that, Holly Bacon?
All the time, and these people don't realize, really, this is how he talks.
It was a love fest on RT today. The guy's name was Chris McGrath? Is that his name? Nice enough guy. Made some solid points. A very, very worthwhile conversation. However, he keeps trying to equate, as I discussed, that there is a relationship between Occupy Wall Street and the Tea Party. He based it on the Tea Party of 2007-2008. There is no way to compare, as I wrote about at townhall.com. There's no comparison between Occupy Wall Street and the Tea Party movement. There just isn't. It's not acceptable. If you want to talk about original origins and the idea that we're both opposed to cronyism, I already give that. That is a given. That is factual. But how they decide to go about things and the fact that they are engaged in pure anti-Semitism, the idea that they are believers in communism and socialism and allow people who are believers in communism and socialism to speak. The host, Liz Wall, nice enough person, I guess. I mean, we spoke briefly before the show began. Who does she go to for quotes for us to comment on? Tom Morello. He's either the lead singer or the lead guitar player for Rage Against the Machine. He's an outed communist. Although he calls himself a socialist, because God forbid you should ever say that you're a communist when you're a communist. They all tell you don't do that. If you say that you're a communist, people will know that you're a communist. Say that you're a socialist, and that's like Superman putting on the glasses and fooling Lois Lane, who he's having sex with. Holly Bacon, if your husband put on a pair of glasses, Do you think he could convince you that somehow he was a stranger?
No.
I mean, maybe you're into some kind of thing. I'm not judging. But you can't put on a pair of glasses and make people say, oh my gosh, it's a totally different person. Only Superman was able to pull that one off. Oh, and Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine and trying to convince people that he's a socialist and not a communist. But that's who they went to as their expert. That was their go-to, and I made it clear. They did it twice. I made it clear that communism is for fools. Only a fool believes in communism. It is the great lie passed down through the generations. It is taught from fool to fool in hopes that one day they can get enough fools to join in. I said this twice. I said this clearly. But going back to this tweet, going back to this, it's easy to get stuff done with the Tea Party after the Koch brothers bought your voice. I have participated in numerous Tea Parties. I have hosted, I have organized, I have spoken. I have spoken in front of 20 people, and I have spoken in front of thousands of people. I don't know how many people were there in Wisconsin. I never got a head count. It was a nice little crowd. Little crowd, big crowd. Never once have I been paid to speak at a tea party. Now, I've been paid to fly to an event. That's happened. Remember, there are news reports coming out right now that Occupy Wall Street crowds are actually pooling their money and they've got a fund for this and a fund for that. When we put together the Tax Day Tea Party in Van Nuys, California, April 2009, our stage was made by Justin Smith, member of I don't know if I should out him as a member of the U.S. Navy, but a member of the U.S. Navy. He was not active at the time. He actually got called back, and he's been back, or he's back home already from another tour. That stage was two sawhorses and two planks of wood. Tell me more about how the Koch brothers spent all this money so a guy who weighs over 200 pounds can stand on two pieces of 2x6 on two sawhorses. The PA system was donated by a friend of mine. We didn't afford a big fancy thing. When we did 912 West, there were people who put out their own money to get the stage, and it was because we had a big crowd and a big, big sound system. I've never believed any of that is actually necessary. You think we're bought and paid for? Show me where the checks are. Enough with the accusation. I want to see where the check is. Show me the money. George Soros funds Media Matters for America. Eric Bollert has a job lying for a living and being a paid hack because of George Soros. He is a soldier of Soros. He is what is a mercenary. He is paid to attack Fox News, Andrew Breitbart, Dana Lash, etc. That's what he's paid to do. He's paid by George Soros. I want to know who the Koch brothers are paying. I want to know what individual is being paid, not some group that they may fund or donate to. What does that matter? They don't give to FreedomWorks. There's another one. AFP, they give to AFP, Americans for Prosperity. So what? They saw a cause that was important to them. They put money behind it. Thank goodness. I should be embarrassed about that or ashamed about that. I, next week, will be at the Defending the American Dream Summit with AFP. By the way, not only that, how's this? How's this for a little bit of turnabout is fair play? Not only are they not giving me money, they're not paying me to speak. But when you go and you register for the Defending American Dream Summit and you put my name in the box, KATZ, cats, they'll give you $20 off. They're so worried about the money, they're giving discounts for listening to this show. To one of their events. And once again, going back to... By the way, that's true. Defending American Dream Summit and America's Prosperity. Put my name, Katz, in the box. You get $20 off. Way to close your mind to change. You gotta love the hardcore leftist progressive. Because every time you disagree with them, it's because you have a closed mind. You see, you're just not willing to think. You just can't think. Remind me, Holly. Remind me. I got to respond to that girl who wrote down like 40 reasons why I have a closed mind. It's hilarious. It is fantastic.
You know, you might want to mention that if they were paying you, you would probably be nationally syndicated by now.
That's a good point.
I mean, if we were getting money from the Koch brothers, who are like, what, astronomically rich, wouldn't we be able to buy the heck out of some maritime?
Do you think we can get funded by the Koch brothers? Do you think we should try that?
Hey, maybe I should start working on that.
Seriously. Wait a second. Now you're onto something. Hold on. Maybe this Twitter person's got an idea. That's genius. They should totally be sponsoring the show. They should totally. Oh, that's a good idea.
And can I just say also, they kind of shoot themselves in the foot with that argument, because from what I've read, the Koch brothers actually help out with some liberal.
I don't know. I can remember clearly, and there's an article about this from, there's a website called Exiled Online, and these were the guys who, they wrote the piece in Playboy magazine, the smear piece. I wish I could remember the name of it. And they wrote a piece about me because they were there at that first Tea Party, February 27, 2009, on the Santa Monica Pier. And one of them says that they spoke to me and they brought up the Koch brothers, and then I my smile shrank and I walked away from them. I actually remember that conversation, which is weird because he looked out of place. I don't know. You know, whenever I see a bald man, I think to myself, they look out of place, usually because I know they're jealous of me because the hair is just fantastic. I digress. I can't tell you if my smile shrank imperceptibly. You know what I can tell you? At that moment, I had no idea who the Koch brothers were. The organizers of that Tea Party event, myself, Brooks Bain, Stephen Cruiser, Gary Aminoff, Ashley Nicole Ingram, Justin Smith, did I miss anybody? Stephen Cruiser. I said Stephen Cruiser. Sonia Schmidt. Sonia Schmidt was there. She was one of the speakers. I didn't know any of these people except for one of them. I knew them like on the periphery. Some of them I didn't know at all. I didn't know Cruiser at all. I didn't know Sonia Schmidt at all. I didn't know these people. I didn't ask them where they were from. I didn't ask them how much money they made. All I said is, do you believe in the Constitution, capitalism, fiscal responsibility, and smaller government? Okay, let's go. And we did the thing. And I never asked any other questions. Good Lord. I had no idea who the Koch brothers were. I didn't learn that until later. When all the lies came out about how, you know, everybody's been co-opted and paid for. I flat out didn't know, because it wasn't about some other group. It was about us quite literally saying you can't spend your way into prosperity. And it is why that message that still resonates across the nation, it is exactly why the Tea Party continues to exist, continues to thrive, continues to succeed, and will quite literally be around till the day I die. And for the record, that won't be for a very long time. Stay with us. More to come. This is the Tony Katz Radio Show on the All Patriots Media Network.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children?
With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom450.com. Get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom450.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 450.com. Freedom450.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-348-6692. That's 1-800-348-6692.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-348-6692.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-348-6692. That's 1-800-348-6692.
Are you tired of paying too much for your health insurance? Hello, everybody. This is Coach Ron Tunick. My insurance agent is Jim Nickel, and I buy my insurance from Jim. Hello, Jim. Why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
Thanks, Coach. You know, after 18 years in business helping folks with a common sense approach to insurance and financial services, I can save you a lot of money on your health insurance. Just call Nickel Insurance and Financial at 642-1775 for a free checkup.
The Tony Katz Radio Show continues. 805-639-0008, 805-639-0008. I often worry that when I get into some of those kind of conversations, like that's usually not my kind of talk to get into that uber personal stuff. But somebody wants to say that you have a closed mind. You gotta be able to expose what they're talking about. And what they're talking about is, oh, you don't agree with me? Your mind must be closed, because if your mind was open, you would agree with me. That's one hell of a thesis for the left to have, and it's happened repeatedly. Repeatedly to me, this is their talking point. You don't agree with us, you have a closed mind. I find that stunning. Now, by the way, a couple things. Yes, I will be in D.C. next week for the Defending the American Dream Summit put on by AFP. Why not? It's going to be a great time. Put my name, Katz, K-A-T-Z, in the registration box. You will get $20 off. A pleasure to be able to do that. I think we also have Phil Kirpin, Vice President of AFP, on the show next week to talk about the summit, talk about his new book. I'll know for sure on that later today. Stephen Cruiser on the show tomorrow. Stephen Green on the show on Friday. And the week after, thank goodness for our good friends at Cigars in Review Magazine, cigarsinreviewmagazine.com. I owe them an article, by the way, Holly Bacon. Sponsoring with us the Blogger Smoke there at BlogCon 11 in Denver, Colorado. And I'm glad Larry brought it up last night. Our dear friend Larry O'Connor, host of the Stage Right Show, editor of Breitbart TV, he'll be doing his show live that evening from Denver, Colorado. It's going to be a show, Holly Bacon.
I know, I'm excited. I've been telling a couple of people about it, and a lot of them are like, well, I don't smoke cigars. And I was like, neither do I. Come on.
Yeah. Oh, you do not have to. We're going to have it there. It's basically, it's my kind of party. I want to do one of two things in more places that we go. I was going to do midnight milk and cookies. That it was when we were at CPAC when we did the panel, myself and Stephen Cruiser. Was that at CPAC we did the panel? Where did we do? No, that was Right Online. You were not there. Right Online. I'm with Stephen Cruiser. We'll talk about this tomorrow. And I brought to the panel, and we had like 150 people in the room. I brought cookies for everybody.
because I believe that that's a good way to get people to your panel, if anything. So I thought seriously about doing at the hotel midnight milk and cookies. How cool would that be? Just a couple hundred bloggers, milk and cookies at midnight. I thought it was a funny kind of look. But it was a Friday night. People are going to want to go out. Why not have, you know, the other side of me, the more public side of me, the what I love to do, get together with friends. I want to talk. I want to engage people. These are some of the smartest minds in the blogosphere, people who are quite literally shaping thoughts and ideas and concepts in America. I my entire life, Holly Bacon, and you know this is true, all I want to do with my life, all I want to do with my life, I mean, don't get me wrong, I have other, things that I'm into. I want to sit with friends, smoke a cigar, and laugh my ass off. Like, that's what I want to do. I want to talk about important things. I want to laugh big. I want to enjoy. I want to eat good food. I want to eat big food. These are the things. And yes, to the chat room. Oh, that's funny. Guest 128 in the chat room. Yes, you can make me banana bread. That's very nice. Banana bread's a good food. It's a good breakfast food. I'm not a breakfast cigar guy. But Holly, that's all I want to do. Like, that's my desire. That's very often how I see the show. Like, it's not enough to have a conversation about fluff. I want to have a conversation about what's happening in my life, what's happening in our lives, and how do we engage these conversations? How in the world do you engage the conversation at your home? These are the things that matter to me. These are the things that I want to get into. These are the things I want to talk about, and that's how I want to live. So I said, let's do this. And so now we've got Larry doing his show. We have cigars. You do not have to be a cigar smoker. There's an inside area, an outdoor heated area, and then an outdoor unheated area. So there's plenty of space. You don't necessarily have to be around the smoke if you're not a smoker, but you're going to be able to enjoy. We're working on a couple of other things, including maybe a drink or two. I can't say anything yet, but soon I'll be able to tell you whether or not you got to put your hand in your pocket, or Tony may have had a way of taking care of that. And we're going to have ourselves a good time. How can you go wrong?
You can't.
You can't go wrong. And by the way, let me say this, because I see that Joe Messina is in the chat room. Where we're on at KKZZ, Joe is the show before us. He does a show called The Real Side. With Joe Messina, therealside.com, and Joe has been working on this super secret plan and world domination, and said, "Hey Tony, I'm working on world domination." I said, "Hey Joe, I'm right there with you." He said, "Can you help me with this?" I said, "I think I can." Can if Joe can answer the question, are we going to number two? And when will that happen? I'm asking him right now through the chat room. That's like a very secretive thing. Are we going to number two? I'm going to wait for his answer. I'm going to see if he types in and gives the answer. And then we'll know. And then I'll announce it right now. And number two is not second hour. Number two is not second hour. Yeah, that's a whole nother conversation. Now, Holly, I haven't even had it with you yet. You want to talk about the expansion and growth of this show. Holy, holy mackerel. It's going to be massive.
Well, I hope he answers, because number two is, to me, something else.
Yeah, but I'm not in third grade, so I wasn't too worried about that.
I might as well be. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I'm very Marine, man. I can't help it.
You are delightful. No answer from Joe yet. Joe's being super secretive.
Or he could just be this. Oh. There he goes.
Oh, no, wait. Did he? Wait, where is it? Looks very promising. Maybe it's really, really. That is, by the way, station number two. That is station number two. I cannot say anything more. Good for you, Joe, you big stud. By the way, our friend in Twitter, when I simply told them that they made no sense, they're mad at the Tea Party. They're mad that the Tea Party has somehow forgotten the point of whatever it is the Tea Party. Oh, I was forgetting that the starting point of that movement is the same as Occupy Wall Street. This person is mad at me that the Tea Party is forgetting that the starting point of the Tea Party is the same as Occupy Wall Street. That's not my fault. Don't be mad at the Tea Party for that. Be mad at yourself. Be mad at Occupy Wall Street. It's not my fault that you guys can't do a protest. It's not my fault that you couldn't keep out communists. It's not my fault that you couldn't keep out the anti-Semites. It's not my fault that you throw paint at the police. What are you blaming the Tea Party for? I have a closed mind because you can't figure out how to properly move a message? That your message of I don't know what resonates with I don't know who? That's my fault? Oh, now the true... This, he continues. Now the true of the Tea Party is you did get money backed to get into the House of Representatives. Now in the House, you guys are stalling the government for the sake of the movement. All right. Okay. All right. Now we're into full-on crazy. We're into full-on crazy. Let's start with the president's jobs bill. Who was the one who did away with the president's jobs bill? It was the Democrats. That was in the Senate. It was the Democrats who didn't want the jobs bill. What in the world are the Republicans, and by the way, I'm not a Republican, what in the world are the Republicans stalling on? Or are you blaming the Tea Party freshmen? They're stalling. Show me what they're stalling on. Show me how they're stalling. Specifics. We want specifics. We want to know what we're stalling on. And by the way, the less that gets done by government, the better. The less government, the better. You think the Tea Party is upset? Government's been doing too much. You think they should be doing too much. You think that government can save you. Government can't save you. Government can only enslave you. The purpose of our government, the purpose of being located in Washington, D.C., was to spend as little time there as possible. To do as little as possible. So you spend more time getting out of our lives. That's not what you believe in today. That's not what Occupy Wall Street believes in. And you're proving the closed-mindedness. We believe that you should be able to live your life your way. You believe that I should have to live my life your way. That's pretty awful. We'll be talking about more from this guy. I'm sure he's going to be sending me more and more stuff. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter at Tony Katz, TonyKatz. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast at allpatriotsmedia.com. My thanks to Contessa Brewer, ContessaBrewer.com. My thanks to all of you. Tomorrow, everyone, with Stephen Cruiser. Take care.
KKZZ. Santa Paula, Ventura, Oxnard.
The following is a paid program. Gold Coast Broadcasting is not responsible for its content.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. Conviction in a criminal case stemming from last year's deadly mine explosion in West Virginia. A federal jury in Beckley, West Virginia, convicted Huey Elbert Stover, the former security boss at the Upper Big Branch Mine, convicted him of trying to impede the investigation of the explosion that killed 29 miners. Conviction followed release of a United Mine Workers report entitled Industrial Homicide.
It lays the blame right at the Massey Corporation, which was running Upper Big Branch.